Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Itinangi ng mga grupong pang-migrant at refugee ang mga usapin ng serbisyong pangwika, mga serbisyo para sa kabataan at mas mahabang panahon ng tulong sa submission para sa isang parliamentary inquiry. Layunin ng pagsusuri na maitangi ang mga lugar na kailangan ng reforma upang maipagbuti ang pagsisimulang muli ng mga migrant at refugee sa Australia. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Andrea Nierhoff na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang mga bagong dating na migrante sa Australia ay nangangailangan ng mas akmat na tatanging suport at serbisyo na nakatuon sa mga dalubhasang pagtulong sa maagang panahon at tumagal ng mas matagal na panahon matapos silang makapagsimulang muli sa Australia. Ito ang naging mensahe mula sa grupo na naghahain ng kanilang mga submission sa isang federal parliamentary inquiry sa tinatawag na Migrant Settlement Outcomes. Marami ang nagsabi na mga programa ay mabuti, ngunit kailangan magkaroon pa ng pagbubuti. Halimbawa, sa pangunawa ng individual na mga pangangailangan. Sinabi ng African Australian Multicultural Employment and Youth Services Chief Executive Burhan Ahmed, kailangan isaalang-alang ng Australia ang mga kalagayan na nagbibigay daan sa pagbabagong buhay sa ibang bansa. Nanawagan si Dr. Ahmed para sa pakikiramay at mas malawak na pangunawa, partikular pagdating sa kaalaman at edukasyon.
Most people coming from refugee are expected on day one to be able to speak English, to get into the workforce overnight, and all that stuff comes as part of that equation. We need to see in light of the crisis that the country is facing. Okay, the manufacturing economy has absorbed for decades many migrants, and still they don't speak English. But for us now, from day one, we are judged. The challenge facing us is now we are in a knowledge and service economy, and this requires certain skills and qualifications. If someone arrives at Melbourne Airport today, you cannot put a Windows 2017 in their head and you upgrade them. If someone arrives in this country at the age of 13 or 14, we put them at grade 8, grade 7. Imagine someone who's never been to grade 1 sitting on grade 7, what would you expect? Definitely it's a failure.
Sang-ayon ng Foreign of Australian Services for Survivors in Torture and Trauma. Sila'y tumutulong sa mga taong lumilikas mula mapanganib o marahas na kalagayan sa kanilang mga sariling tinubuang lupa. Ayon sa organisasyon, ang mga taong nakaranas ng mga gantong uri ng sitwasyon ay maaaring maharap sa problema paglaw ng panahon, partikular sa mga kabataan. Ang diskriminasyon at isolation mula sa mga kaibigang di-migrante maaaring magbunga ng karamdamang nag-iisa o alienation sa maraming kabataan. Ayon sa National Coordinator Paula Peterson at Chief Executive ng organisasyon sa Queensland, Tracy Worrell, maaaring maging dahilan nito ng natatanging pakipag-ugnayan sa ilan o partikular lamang na grupo. Ngunit kanilang itinangi ng problemang ito ay di natatangi sa mga komunidad migrante.
There is a kind of broad issue of when a group feels alienated, they will naturally be drawn to peers where they feel comfortable and accepted and safe and not judged. So I think that it's not surprising that in some places it's becoming an issue, because I think that unless people are accessing the kind of support that they need to feel part of the community that they've joined, then this is always going to be a risk.
And I think that you could look at any group of young people in a whole range of different environments in Australia and see similar issues. So I don't think this is an issue that is just about young people from refugee backgrounds. It also might be an issue in parts of our society where people are excluded for other reasons, such as social disadvantage.
Maraming grupong nagsasabi na nararamdaman nila ang mga komunidad African ay naisasalarawan bilang mga masamang tao o di makatwiran ang pagsalarawan sa kanilang pagkatao. Ani Dr. Ahmed, ang kanilang di magandang halimbawa ay naging daan upang mapasama ang reputasyon ng lahat.
we are in a state of questioning of multiculturalism and the role of migrants, and particularly when it comes to Africans. We are at the bottom of the ladder and we are judged wrongly. Now, as if Africans brought crisis to this country is portrayed as we are the crime-infested sort of people coming. No, there are few kids who are repeatedly offending. Not as reported in the media, for every offend is a different person. So we are just labeled for any crime that goes as if we are the only people bringing crime.
Kabilang sa mga ilang isyung nabanggit ay ang antas ng mga pagturo para sa wikang Ingles na tinatawag na intergenerational trauma at sa ilang pagkakataon ang kakulangan sa pagsaalang-alang sa kultura ng iba o yung tinatawag na cultural sensitivity. Sinabi ng Jesuit Social Services Chief Executive Julie Edwards, di dapat ituring na natatanging kaganapan ang migrasyon.
We'd like to see services extend beyond 5 years when we know that for many people the journey is a long one. And we believe that it can be a very positive one and one where we've seen so many people make a contribution to this country. But we need to invest in them, and sometimes that job isn't done in 5 years. We need to have a greater range of initiatives that help people at various points along their journey of settlement.
Lahat ng mga grupo ay nakibahagi sa nagsabing pagsusuri ay nais nilang makitang magbunga ang tunay na pagbabago mula sa nasabing pagsusuri. Nagbabala si Paula Peterson laban sa mga serbisyong organisasyong nag-iisa o pare-pareho ang pagharap ang ginagamit na pagharap sa lahat ng komunidad migrante.
I have heard around the traps that there is a real desire at government level to come up with some kind of magical formula which you can apply to a prospective migrant or refugee coming to Australia and be able to ascertain their likelihood of settling well based on a particular formula. And I think that would be an absolute travesty if that ever happened, and certainly against all the principles of what we've been proud of in terms of our refugee and humanitarian settlement program, because I think it's been our experience that it isn't a factor of where a person's come from. It's actually not even a factor of a person's capacity to speak English. It's a capacity of their sense of belonging, and I think there are lots of things that we can do to enhance that.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.